Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm here with my beautiful mother, who I just had a 15-minute long conversation with because I realize I never get to see her or talk to her. Mom, how you doing?
I'm doing so well. I got to talk with you.
Oh, goodness.
It was so good.
I miss seeing you, Mom. Can COVID go away so that I can just not have to choose between people in my life?
We're working on it. We're all working on it.
All right. How you doing? Right. How's everything?
Doing good. Hey, I got an immunization, my first one.
Mommy got half of the vaccine. Hey, mommy got half of the vaccine. Hey.
I told my neighbor I got the vaccine, so if he sees me have a tail or something, let me know, because we still don't know what's in that stuff.
Testing it out on the old first.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I'm happy you got it, because that's one step closer to the end, and also you're safer.
Safer. I still will wear a mask. I will still do
because you
all of
still
our family procedures.
You could still transmit it.
Yes, and I would not be happy about that.
Correct. Yes. So you want to get weight first. Any squirrel updates?
I think squirrel found a new neighborhood.
Anything special in your tray today?
No. Yes. I got a new phone.
Oh, snap! Who gave you that phone, Mom?
This time, Colleen did.
Yeah, she did. She texted me and was like, does Mom want the big phone or the little phone? And I was like, I don't know. And then you were at my house. I was like, Mom, how big's your phone? Do you like it? That's what I said. That I had texted her. I was like, she wants a small one. She goes, good. I already ordered that one. I was like, great.
This thing's great. It's great. The other one, the battery, I have to keep it pretty much plugged in all day.
That's what happens with old ones.
I was happy with it, but then it stopped doing my mail. It stopped doing a bunch of things. It's like, that's okay. I can still text. It's okay.
My parents are very grateful, and they will live as simple as possible.
But now I'm fancy.
Oh, she fancy. Oh, she fancy. All right, Mom, give us the holidays of today.
The holidays today is International Women's Day.
We are women.
It's an awareness. It's an awareness day.
We are aware that we are women.
We are aware that we've made achievements, accomplishments. Mm. We're not quite up to par with what everyone thinks.
Mm. Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Tuesday, National Meatball Day.
Love a meatball.
You know, there's a restaurant in New York that has 54 different meatballs you could order.
That's a little ridiculous.
Well, they probably have a meatless one.
Well, then that's not ridiculous now, is it?
There you go. I mean, one of those 54 have
They're
to be
all
meatless.
Just like flavored something different?
I don't know. I saw a thing on TikTok where they're making chicken out of flour and water. Did you see that?
They make chicken out of the weirdest stuff.
It's not chicken. You could eat it. It's like flat.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like tofu chicken and soy chicken and all this fake chicken. Uh-huh. They make fake. Right. Sorry, I'll reiterate. They make fake chicken out of the weirdest stuff.
They do. A Wednesday. Trent's going to like this one. It's Mario Day.
Like
he's doing
Luigi.
This. Ooh! Yeah.
It's a me, Mario.
He appeared in Donkey Kong in 1981, but he was called Jumpman then, and he was like a bad man. And then
Man.
In 1983, Nintendo had him change into a
plumber,
an Italian plumber, and he saved princesses. So it's Mario Day.
Why in the world is an Italian plumber saving princesses and fighting Bowser?
I don't know, but man, that was a fun game. What's the one I liked? Mario Brothers?
Mario Party? Smash Brothers? Super Mario.
Super Mario 3.
Yes.
That's the one Trent said. He's over there doing this. And I'm like, oh, three? Okay.
Yeah.
Thursday, National Worship of the Tools Day. Go polish all your tools, people.
Worship your tools?
That's what it say. National Worship of Tools Day.
This sounds...
To be grateful for your hammer.
This not right.
Your screwdriver. Your wrenches. Your crescent wrenches.
I'm not going to worship a material object.
Way they worded it. That's weird. It could be National Tools Day, but they said National Worship of Tools Day.
This is weird. Strange.
I appreciate a good tool for the correct job.
All right.
Use the correct tool for the correct job.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Friday. National Girl Scout Day.
Love that.
Saturday.
Oh, my neighbor put a sign-up sheet because they said it's Girl Scout cookie time and they can't go door-to-door.
Right.
So they just put like a sign-up sheet and it's so your phone number so that they'll just call you and deliver your cookies and take your credit card over them.
So where's the sign-up sheet? In front of their house?
In front of their house on their fence.
You have to bring your own pen?
I don't know. I didn't look that much and I just saw it from afar. I was on the street and I was like giggled at it. I was like,
you can do it online too.
Yeah.
Saturday's National Good Samaritan Day.
Be a good Samaritan.
An act of kindness to a stranger. Hey.
Just do it. I complimented a dude's sweatsuit today.
That was so sweet. And you didn't even have to do that till Saturday. But you did it today.
Someone complimented my socks today.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Which socks are you wearing, Rachel?
I just realized after I said that, I can't show you what my socks say.
Your mother or the internet? Or
I was saying to you, but the internet, we are ad friendly and there might be a cuss word on them. The socks are saying, they'd say, I'd F me.
Oh my goodness. Rachel, I'm blushing. Okay.
I'll just show you real quick.
Sunday. This is the best day of the year.
Okay, give it to me, Mom.
One of the best days.
Give it. You gotta have a Sunday.
Daylight savings.
That's this week? Oh, praise Jesus and not
the
tools.
What's the matter, Trent?
I don't like time change.
Oh, Trent doesn't like time change.
Trent,
I thought
get
I got the
it.
Wrong day.
Get
Sunday,
over it, Trent.
March 14th. Daylight savings in North America, except for Hawaii and Arizona. Spring forward, people.
Praise.
Set the front forward. We get an extra hour of light at night.
Praise be unto him, Lord on high, not my tools. Are we falling back in fall? When does that end in California?
I don't know. It has to do with the Congress or Senate or one of the
Congress.
Political things. I don't know.
God,
what are
government?
It's a political thing, Rachel.
It's never going to get done. It has to do with the government.
We voted to abolish it.
Yeah,
and it was yep. Yes.
Yeah.
It passed.
Yeah.
But now it's got to be presented to the next level. All right.
Pissed.
That's all there is, but
next
I'm so
it.
Happy.
Oh,
next Sunday, Rachel, focus on the positive.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm so excited. I was just telling my mom about this before we started. I'm so not excited for summer in LA. I'm not.
Here.
What?
Santa Barbara's great. And I have an air conditioner for those days that it gets 85.
Yeah.
So.
The thing is I have dogs, so I can't just like get up and leave. But I might.
They're trained enough that we could figure it out.
They're trained enough. Yeah. So yeah. I'm going to not be in LA very much. So oh God, I need to move. I can't stand LA anymore. Last summer, because I'm so excited for spring. Spring is my absolute favorite. It's warm. It's beautiful. Things are blooming. Daylight savings starts. It's
allergies.
Beautiful. But
it is beautiful.
Right around the corner. right around that corner is 110 degree heat. Melt your skin. And then the second the sun goes down and you're like, oh, I can go out and maybe do some things. The mosquitoes eat you alive. They're so bad in LA. The past 2 or 3 years, these ankle biters existed. I've never dealt with this before.
They bite you through your clothes.
Nothing keeps them off. No bug repellent. No, these candles, these oils. It like cancer-causing bug repellent. Whatever in the world. I don't even care. It doesn't work. Nothing works. It doesn't matter what it's called because it doesn't work. And you're just like, I can't leave my house. I can't do it. You're stuck inside hoping your AC doesn't, or your energy or whatever, the electricity yeah. doesn't go out, because it goes out every summer. And you always have to like stress
check all
about
your
it.
Screens, make sure there's no holes in them for a mosquito, because that will find I that
have
one
to,
hole.
I have to keep all my windows shut because it's so hot.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
It's not fun. I got to get out of here, man.
Yeah.
I can't.
Come back here.
I don't know if I'll go back to Santa Barbara, but the beach is calling my name.
Good.
Right.
Oh, that's me. I was like waiting for you to continue talking. That's me. Right. Okay. So before we move on to the news, let's go to our sponsor for today. Sponsor. Helix Sleep is our sponsor for today. Helix Sleep is a beautiful, wonderful, glorious mattress and sleep company. They got all the things you need. But the number one thing they have is a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. Why would you buy a mattress made for someone else? With Helix, you're getting a mattress you know that's perfect for your sleeping type and body. Everyone's unique, and Helix knows this. So they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, firm mattresses. Mattress is great for cooling you down when you get hot in your sleep. They even have Helix Plus mattresses for plus size folks. I took the quiz and I got a mattress that is a medium firmness and meant for my side sleeping. I actually wiggle all around, but I usually end up on my side with a pillow between my knees because that is the most comfortable position in the entire world. Anyway, so if you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz, order your mattress that matches to you. It comes right to your door, shipped free. You don't even have to go to a mattress store. And if you don't like it, you can return it. You can try it out for 100 nights. 100 nights risk-free, Mom. So just go to helix.com/allthingsinternet and take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress for the best night of your sleeping, the best night's sleep of your life. That's what I was trying to say. So Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/allthingsinternet. That is helixsleep.com, helixsleep.com/allthingsinternet for up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows, y'all. Get her done. Get some sleep. All right, Mom.
All right, Rachel.
All right. Very little internet news. Guys, we seem to be getting littler and littler. We won't talk about it now, but this might not be a podcast that goes on forever. but in the news, Zoella.
Yeah.
She pregnant, baby
that
girl.
Cutie
baby girl due in September. Oh, her and Alfie, they just announced that she is pregnant. I love this. Zoella, if you don't know, is an OG YouTuber. She ran the game. She was the tippity top of the tippity top. She's a British YouTuber. Beauty would do like candle hauls, and everyone was like, yes, tell me about the scent of your candle that we cannot smell, but just describe it for us. She is, I've met her, one of the nicest people, lovely human being. But yeah, she's been on the internet forever, and her longtime human, Alfie, are going to have a little baby girl.
So cute.
So thank you, Amy, for reminding me to talk about that. And then My Life Still Matters asks me to talk about Colleen switching to vlogging just on weekdays. I am a few vlogs behind. I have to admit, I have been distracted. I was in Big Bear. I have a very pretty girlfriend I look at all the time, so I'm not looking at the internet much. Mom, do you know anything about this?
No.
You don't?
I've been busy too.
Oh my God, I was hoping you would know. Okay, no, well, I'm seeing Colleen.
I'm glad. Yeah. She needs to slow down a little.
It's so hard. It's hard to vlog. It's something like if I've got nothing to do, if I'm home alone by myself, it's actually easier to vlog. When I have stuff going on, it's hard because like you're doing the things, and the last thing you think about is picking up your vlog camera, even though that's your job. But you're like, your job is a million other things when you're on the internet. Like, your job is everything. So to come up with content, make your life look or seem entertaining, or just, you know, always making sure you're doing the right thing or saying the right thing or
and
being
it's not
entertaining
only that,
enough.
Too. And then you got to edit it all.
And then you have to edit it and post it on top of doing other videos, on top of doing, she's doing shows, and she has a baby, well, a toddler, which is just so much work. And, you know, having a husband, that's a lot of work too. It's she needs a little bit of a break. Like, I clearly can't do it, and I don't have as many, I have barely any responsibilities, you know, just my dogs and my house, I guess, and my normal job. But like, she's got so much more. I don't know how she did it all. Anyway, oh, dang it. Did that thing where you start picking at skin and then it gets to a point where it needs to be picked all the way off.
You gotta get the nail clippers and go clink.
Okay, I got most of it off. Anyway, Ellie wants us to talk about Eric on Good Trouble.
Did you see?
Listen.
Oh, I thought we were high-fiving.
Oh, ka-ching. Ka-ching. Why are we ka-chinging with a high five? Okay, no. My girlfriend and I decided she was, because she has seen the first like 6 episodes of Good Trouble just in general. And I was like, is it good? She goes, I actually really liked it. I don't know why I didn't stop. I didn't keep watching it. So her and I decided to watch it from the beginning. And then she went home. So I only got to episode 4 of season 1.
Oh!
And I'm like, I want to watch the whole thing before I get to Eric. So we're binging it next week. And so I will get to Eric's episode. But he ended up trending on Twitter.
He's so cute. He was cute too.
Yeah. And like, the fun fact is that the clothes he was wearing in his first episode are his own clothes.
Yep.
Because of COVID, he had to do a costume fitting over Zoom. And they were like, mm-hmm. We saw your Instagram. You have good style. Can you show us your closet? And so he's one of the most safe, like overly cautious, not overly cautious, perfectly cautious people when it comes to COVID. And yeah. So he was like, great, if I don't have to go in for one more thing, yeah. You can use my clothes all you want. Yeah. So good for him. He's a phenomenal actor.
Yeah, it was fun to watch it. I watched it with him and Colleen. And
oh, really?
He was running around and Dad was there. And it was cute to watch them watch it.
Yeah. And
then we came home and watched it again.
he's a romantic person in the show. He's someone's romantic. Wait, am I allowed to say that yet? I don't know what happened. I know.
He's just introduced. He seems to be interested in one of the girls. Yes.
I got to stop talking because I don't know what happened, but I know it's going to happen. So I need to keep my mouth shut. Moving on. Dang it. I forgot to phonetically spell this name because I know that they have told me how to say their name. Saoirse.
S-A-O-I-R-S-E. Saoirse?
I don't know. She said that Cardi B deactivated Twitter because her fans were asking her to drop an album. I feel like that's not why she did. I also didn't look into this to see if it was true or not. Because
we don't fact check or research most things.
Nope. We don't even know what this is anymore. This is just me and my mom just chit-chatting at this point.
Getting together once a week.
And just... So if that's a thing, I saw a lot of people that have been deactivating Twitter. It's just the internet gets hard to manage. And so sometimes it's just easier to step away. If it's not your main job, just step away sometimes. People can annoy you. If you're like... They'd like, I've done so much, and they keep bugging you for more things. You feel unappreciated, disrespected, like you're a thing, not a human. So if that's why, good for her to step away, get on that.
Yeah.
Heather wants to talk me to talk about when my merch drops. April 2nd, I believe. It got pushed.
Almost in time.
Reminder.
Before your birthday.
Reminder. My birthday is April 5th.
April 5th,
everybody. My birthday is April 5th. I will be
30.
I'm hitting the 3-0, y'all. I'm hitting that 3-0. That's going to happen. Me and my designer, Anthony, just submitted the designs. It's cute. I like it a lot.
Yay.
I'm happy with it. And then the last thing is Bobby's asked us to talk about the CDC releasing info about zombie preparedness. No one's listened to the CDC now, so why would they listen to the CDC about zombie preparedness? They're bored.
Maybe someone in there has a sense of humor.
Maybe. I'm hoping so. They're at this point. They're like, how do we get people to look at our website again? Give them what
zombies.
They want. Maybe they'll see the mask mandate because Texas just decided to get rid of mask mandates and reopen everything. Like COVID doesn't exist anymore. But Good news is a lot of places, New York just vaccinated all their teachers, and California is currently doing that. And that's great. We're getting the people who actually need to like do things. Cause I can't believe y'all kids or teenagers or even college kids have been doing online classes this whole time.
It blows my mind.
I know people doing it, and they're like, I'm not learning a single thing.
Your mindset's kind of more when you're there and learning than when you're sometimes. It depends on the person too. Some people would learn better at home. But
I know a guy who's studying to be a chiropractor, and he's taking a bunch of science classes because
doesn't that have to be hands-on?
Well, he's at the beginning stages. He's not getting his master's or doctorate right now. He's getting his bachelor's degree, but he's getting a bachelor's degree. Yeah. You got to know things. And he's doing like science labs and calculus. And he's like, I'm stressed because his homework takes him 6 times as long as it normally would because he's having to teach himself everything.
Wow. That's hard.
I'm so excited for it to be safe for kids to go back into classrooms. Yeah. Because
they're semi going back in Santa Barbara, I think the end of this month.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then I know people who are like servers, and they're going back. Like everything's kind of slowly opening. Everyone's just kind of hoping for that vaccine to just get it all done. And I think everyone's hope is by summertime, everything's good. I mean, that's my hope. I want to go do things.
Yep.
It's really hard to have a new relationship and being like, I didn't realize how romantic and I am, but I am apparently. And I'm like, I can't do all the things I want to do.
Gotta be creative.
I'm creative. Anyway. All right. And there's one thing that I noticed this week. No one asked me to talk about it because no one else is noticing it. But BuzzFeed is like, I follow them on Instagram. They've been slipping a lot. I think that they're tired of working from home as well. They're like misspelling things on their posts. Like,
oh my.
They were like an hilarious blank blank instead of a hilarious blank blank. And then they posted this. It was a picture of Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton in the corner. And the caption was about Kim Kardashian and Britney Spears. Like they had accidentally put a picture of Paris Hilton instead of Britney Spears. I was like, BuzzFeed, are you okay? I think they're like the workers, everyone just needs to get back to normal life. This is it's so hard, man. But Texas is not doing it the right way. Do it the safest way. Vaccines, masks, come on now. All right, before we move on to the questions, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right, Trevor asks when I will show my girlfriend. We decided in like 1 or 2 more months. Give her some time.
Going around the internet, Rachel, since we're talking about it, didn't you already post her on your Instagram? There's a debate if that's her or if it's you.
Where?
There's a snowboarding picture.
But no, you can't see her face.
It is her. See?
Yeah, which snowboarding picture? Wait, the one I posted a video of her doing a jump.
No, it's a close-up, but you can't. It's just the goggles and so all you see is the braid. And people were actually dissecting the picture.
Wait. Which picture are you talking about?
On Instagram. You want me to show it to you?
Yeah, show me.
It's not there anymore. I'm sure it's a... It was an Insta story. So
I posted a picture of me and her, and I put an emoji over her face.
Nope. It's a whole different one. Let me see if it was a dump or if it was a...
There's a picture of me, and then you can see her goggles and her doing a peace sign.
Yeah, with her braid, her blonde braid.
That braid, don't talk about the color of her hair. The braid, that's an emoji over her face.
No. People don't, no, I know.
What are you talking about? I'm so careful about what I post.
I
triple check everything before I post it.
Hold on, and I'm like, is that Rachel? Wait. And
then what picture?
Let me find it. It's a dump.
This is me and her.
Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
Oh, I know. It's in this one.
There's this one.
Nope, there was another one. It must have been Insta story. It was.
I would have never posted a photo of her on Insta story without it. Like, it's either clearly me or clearly her.
Nope. People were talking about it. I read it.
Wait. This? Let me see. That's me.
Is that it? No, there's blonder hair. Nope, that's not it.
There's literally no
Let me see that again.
I could imagine maybe this one because you can't see that, like, I guess my face is super covered. That's me.
I thought it was, but then your hair looked too blonde.
It's just the sun's on it.
And people kept saying, no, it could be the sun. It could be this.
That's
it could be that.
I did not post a photo of her.
Okay.
I posted a video of
her
doing a jump.
You heard it first on all things internet. That
I did not post a photo of her. I posted a video of her doing a really cool jump like from far away. And I'll put things. It's either a faraway shot of her or I'll put an emoji over her. Or
it had to be somewhere because people were commenting on it. And you can't comment on an Insta story.
No, so the photo. Well, then let's look at the photo dump. I'm very intrigued right now as
Me
to what's.
Me too, because I'm like, I read comments on it. Was it on TikTok? I don't know how to make my phone work.
This is me. Wait.
This one. Yeah, it's this one.
Oh, I was talking maybe this one?
No, it's this one.
Yeah, that one. That's me. These are all me. Dum dums.
No, that wasn't it. Wait. Was that it? Yeah, because people were talking about it.
That's me.
Yeah. There are people defending you. Leave her alone. She'll do it when she wants. It's new. It's beginning.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's new. And like, y'all are, the internet can be very opinionated and mean aggressive.
Oh,
so I'd rather not enter you guys into my relationship. Because that's the thing when you're an online persona. That's what I'm going to say I am for just argument's sake. When you're in a relationship and you make your relationship public, people then think that they are a part of that relationship and like they start dictating things about it and start fantasizing things about it and making things up about it. Like if you don't post about each other for a week, they're like, they must be fighting. They must have broken up. If you post about a lot, they're like, they're obviously getting married and having babies. Or like, there's just like people just start making assumptions. And like, if you do break up, not saying I am, or like knock on wood, we're good. But like, the internet like takes offense to it and feels like they have to, and like they get to know what happened and they think they have a right to know about it. It's like, that's my personal relationship.
Right.
So for now, I'm keeping y'all out of it. I'm giving you a little cuteness here and there, but you don't know anything about the relationship. You're just seeing me happy and that she exists. And it's really hard because I do want to brag about her a lot, but I can't. So I, And so she's, and, you know, I don't want her to feel the internet's judgment, whether it's good or bad, because either way it goes to your head and it makes you start thinking. It took me a long time to figure out who I am, be confident, and not let whatever the internet says sway who I am and what I think about myself, good or bad. That takes a lot of self searching and awareness and stuff like that. So
maturity.
So we're gonna wait till the relationship is a little more solid. Not that it's not, but it's you guys don't know when it started, but
it's just some things can just be private.
Yeah, like Eric Lean was private for a bit before y'all got it confirmed. It's just like you need your moment, and there's reasons for that. So anyway, Eliana, I believe is how you say your name. Well, wants to know, what is something that a family member always does that always makes you laugh? I will always find it funny how funny Colleen thinks farts are. And I will always find our cousin Andrew's laugh funny.
Yes, I was just thinking that. That's the first thing that came to my head. Andrew will always make me laugh.
Yes.
His boisterous, contagious laugh.
Yep.
He's such a sweetheart.
This is so amazing.
I haven't heard that laugh in a while.
I get to hear it tomorrow.
La, oh, la, la, lucky la, duck. La.
All right. Red Shoes wants to know how I plan to celebrate my 30th birthday. Mom, I didn't know if we told you. I'm hoping, I'm quarantining. Me and the girlfriend are quarantining so that we can spend Easter and my birthday together with you guys.
Nice. Okay, cool.
So, because my birthday is the day after Easter. So what I wanted to do was rent an Airbnb, but I'm talking about it with Colleen tonight.
Ooh.
I wanted to rent an Airbnb and just have a family vacation of like you, Corey, Eric, Flynn, mom, dad, Trent, yeah. me, yeah. human. Yeah, because I thought it was just like a weekend getaway thing.
Be fun.
Because we all need a getaway.
Yeah.
We all need that. I thought it'd be fun for my birthday. And then R wants to know if I'm still in therapy and how is my mental health. I am still in therapy, but we reduce the sessions to every other week instead of every week. And I'm good. I'm, you know, every day is a self-discovery of who I am. Like, I know who I am. But every day it's like, oh, yeah. You, like, you kind of always have to be aware of your emotions and whatnot. But I am in right. a very, very good place. And but I'm still learning stuff about myself every day. And I'm so excited to be 30 because I'm still learning. And I still get to do things. So people are like, oh, you're teenagers are like, you're 30, you're old. And I'm like, I still have so much to learn.
Hey, I'm 61 and still learning.
Yep. And it's just great.
When you stop learning, that's when you're in trouble.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Becoming Bella wants to know, what is a show that everyone is obsessed with, but you just don't think is that good? Game of Thrones. I don't get
some
it.
Of the Game of Thrones. Oh, come on. Were you on tour with us when we watched that going across Germany?
No.
I was so mad at Lee, her tour director, whatever that was called. What's he called? Manager.
Tour manager.
Loved him.
Freaking lovely.
Yes. He started us and it sucked me in. There were some seasons I didn't care for, but.
Let's be real. We only liked Dragon Lady.
Yeah.
And the brother.
Yeah.
Like, we all know. Like,
we've already forgotten all their names.
Yeah, I don't remember those names. But there was literally only two storylines any of us cared about. And we had to wait for 10 minutes every other episode to see those stories. Like, get out. Come on. Show me dragons. Leave it that.
I had fun watching it. I had never seen anything like that before. And the problem with me is I can't do it in little bits. I have to just, what do they call that when you sit down and watch?
Binge.
Yes. I'm like that if I read a good book. I'll read through the night. Nothing else exists, which is not healthy or good.
No, but it's okay.
But it's okay.
It's okay.
Too bad it didn't come out during quarantine because, man, that would have been great.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. And then I think that was it. Everyone asked a bunch of questions about my girlfriend and what was on your desk and what was on my desk. I got a bunch of stuff on my desk. You know what's fun is having these attached to you. It's a mini speaker.
Ooh,
and going snowboarding with music playing while you're going down the hill.
Oh, fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I saw something on TikTok. You know the feta cheese and the cherry tomato thing that was going around? Yeah. I saw someone today put a Trader Joe's spinach dip in the middle. Instead of feta cheese, and do that instead of
you're asking for trouble.
Oh, I want to go to Trader Joe's. So
you're asking for trouble.
And then if you slice up some artichoke hearts in there, a little bit of chicken. Mm. Oh, Rachel. So anyway, someone saw that. And unexplore.org. I'm going to plug them again. Not sponsored.
Do it.
The Eagles in the Channel Islands on our island by out of Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
I think it's called Santa Cruz Island. There's a nest. I think it's called a sauces. It's spelled like sauce. Sauces bald eagles. Go look, explore.org. Their one egg is supposed to hatch this week.
So fancy.
So excited.
Mom. So exciting.
I'm excited for it. So excited for it. All our other eggs broke. There's one left. So we're hoping.
There you go.
Hoping that little guy pops his head out come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Sounds good.
Explore.org.
Explore.org. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
That's it. That's all I got.
Sounds good. This was a short one, guys, but you guys didn't tell me what you wanted on the internet because not much is happening on the internet. I feel like everyone's just kind of like tame. Everyone's scared of getting canceled. Everyone just kind of goes about their own business. That's all. The politics calm down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. All right. I love you guys so much. Thank you, our sponsors. And Mom, you want to take us out?
Yeah. We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at Podcast ATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.